بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Is it starting? Okay, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We are so honored and we feel so blessed because Alhamdulillah, Sister Jennifer is here and today she is going to make the best decision of her life. And that decision would be what, Sister Jennifer? Okay, to embrace the faith of Islam formally by reciting the Shahada, right? Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. So how long have you been studying Islam, mashallah?
So I started the beginning of the year, January, mm-hmm. last year. I always been interested ever since I was in college. Mashallah. But I never actually, as I was telling sister, I was never really like into as much. Because I never had the time, so I was, like, so into, like, my studies, trying to finish it faster. And then I started reading the Quran, grew more love into it, and I just understood it more.
And now you feel that Islam is the right faith.
Yeah.
Now let me formally embrace it, right?
Yes, correct.
MashaAllah. So what was the spark that made you interested to learn about Islam to begin with?
So, honestly, when I started reading it, you know, it made me more calm. Made me believe that there's only one God. Mm-hmm. You know, so back then, my family grew up as a Catholic. Never really understood it. Because, like, I just wanted to follow their culture and stuff. But, I mean, now I grew more love into Islam. And, you know, I just love it.
MashaAllah, so when you studied the Quran, the oneness of Allah, right?
Mm-hmm.
It really attracted you compared
mm-hmm.
to the triune concept of
yeah.
God in Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, majority of the people, Sister Musleh, who are converting to Islam, MashaAllah, when we ask them the question, okay, what is that one thing that made you, you know that Islam is the truth? They always say most of the time that it is the oneness of Allah. It makes so much sense, so easy to understand,
mm-hmm.
right? Believed by all the prophets and the messengers, mm-hmm. compared to the mysterious dogma of Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
So Alhamdulillah, you know, Allah guided you, mashallah, and this is the best gift Allah, anyone can receive from the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
So mashallah, you went over the basic beliefs of Islam. You have been part of the classes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Sister
mm-hmm.
Zainab and my wife and others
mm-hmm.
are teaching. And so you know the fundamentals, the six beliefs, the five pillars or
mm-hmm.
so. So really quickly, right, the six beliefs of Islam would be: the very first one is to believe in the absolute oneness of Allah.
Oh.
That Allah is only one. He's not three. He's not in multiple combinations, but only one in one.
Mm-hmm.
The second belief is to believe in the angels that Allah has created.
Mm-hmm.
The third belief is to believe in all the prophets and all the messengers. The very first one is Prophet Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Peace be upon him. And who is the last messenger Allah has sent for humanity? The last and the final messenger for humanity, right? Who is that one?
Is it a prophet?
Mom? Yes. Yes, you got it, mashallah. She passed the class.
She passed it.
You'd be...
I was like, oh, wait.
You'd be thinking, right?
Yeah.
Come on, at least get that one right.
Mashallah,
very good. Then we believe in the divine books that God has given to all of humanity, to different prophets and messengers. We believe in the day of judgment, that one day we have to stand in front of the Creator and then God will evaluate us based upon how we live this life, what beliefs and what deeds that we have done. And then lastly, we believe in the divine destiny or the Qadr of Allah. So what are the five pillars, Sister Jennifer?
Oh, man.
Your teachers are here to help you maybe, right?
I don't know. I think I went over it, but I don't know if I remember.
In any order, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any order. One of them is praying five times
mm-hmm.
a day, right? And what are the other four pillars? We don't eat in certain month, which
mm-hmm.
is called the month of...
Ramadan?
Yes. And once in a lifetime, we go to certain... Yeah? Yeah, what is that up there? Yeah, the teacher is helping you. It's a lifeline for you, right?
eat...
Yeah, so Eid comes, right? Mm-hmm. So this is the pilgrimage to Mecca. Mm-hmm. If the means are there, then once in a lifetime at least, a Muslim is obligated to go for pilgrimage mm-hmm. to Mecca, right? Known as the Hajj. Mm-hmm. Then we give certain thing to the poor people, right? The needy people, which is called as mm-hmm. the Zakah. And then the very first pillar of Islam is to recite the testimony of faith. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. That I bear witness, no other God besides Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the messenger of Allah. So besides the five pillars, a Muslim is supposed to perform other obligations, respecting parents, right, respecting elders, and certain obligations towards our family, towards neighbors, all of humanity. Islam has guidance about what to wear, how to be modest, how to interact with people of other genders. Islam has guidelines about what to eat and what not to eat, how to earn wealth and how to spend our wealth. So Islam is a comprehensive faith that transforms a person and transforms all of humanity. So humanity would be just, united and worshipping one creator. Mm-hmm. Do you understand all of this,
yes.
Sister Jennifer, right?
Yes.
It's a crash course about what you were teaching in the classes. So alhamdulillah, now we are at a really important stage of your life, which is to ask you the question, are you now satisfied? Islam is the truth. Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the final messenger. Quran is the word of Allah. Do you believe in that?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Do you have any questions before we take that step to recite the Shahada?
No, not at the moment.
Anything a Sister Musli or anyone would like to add to, whatever that you want her to understand? Anything further?
She took all the course.
MashaAllah.
I'm going to tell her. If she has a question, she's welcome. Mm-hmm.
Any question, anything you want to ask before we take that important step?
I have the courses with them, and then I've always been asking questions with the other sisters, and it's been very helpful.
MashaAllah. Yeah, this is... Yeah, you're going to go ahead.
You don't feel like anybody's pressuring you?
Oh, no. No, my family's been very supportive. I mean, even though they're in different religions and stuff, completely supportive. Okay. Nobody's pressuring me. I'm doing it for my own. Okay. This is what I believe.
MashaAllah. How does your mom and father feel? I mean, her parents, how do they feel about you?
At first, they weren't accepted. But... now they understand it because I've been talking about it as much.
MashaAllah.
Yeah,
very
so,
good.
I mean, they've been very supportive. I do have some other family that just, don't want to.
They sold you.
Yeah. So, I mean, as long as I'm happy and, accept who I am and stuff, that's all I need.
But obviously, as you embrace the faith of Islam, it becomes your obligation to also share the faith with them the best way possible by good deeds and good beliefs, sharing with them. So it will be my honor, obviously, to help you recite the Shahada. But your two teachers are here, and our senior teacher is here. It will be an honor for Sister Zainab Musli to help her, help you recite the Shahada. Would you take the honor, Sister Musli?
It's your thing to do, right?
No, it's not my thing. MashaAllah, you are our senior, you are our teacher, right? I also look up to you for our teacher, MashaAllah.
I'm so happy that you called me, guys.
Go ahead, you can keep this close to you.
Okay.
And then you can proceed, inshallah, right? Sister Zainab Musli will help you.
Inshallah, and subhanallah. And I will just mention one thing. Yani when Allah chose you to do this, that means you have a very good heart, clean heart. So that's why, alhamdulillah, that He guided you to that. And you wanted it very dearly, inshallah. Okay, I'm going to say it in English first, and then in Arabic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I bear witness.
I bear witness.
That's no one.
That is, sorry, what?
There is no one.
There is no one.
Worthy of worship.
Worth my fortune.
Worthy of worship.
Worthy of fortune.
Of worship.
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 Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Except Allah.
Okay, except Allah. It's fine.
Allah.
Except Allah. And?
And?
I bear witness.
I bear witness.
That's Muhammad.
That is Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Peace be upon him.
Thank you. Peace be upon him.
Peace be upon him.
Is his servant.
As his servant.
And his messenger.
And his messenger.
Now we're going to go to the Arabic.
Ashhadu.
An. لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله ما شاء الله ما شاء الله الله أكبر newborn ما شاء الله ما شاء الله
you have made the best decision of your life. This is the best day of your life, right?
Yeah.
And we pray to Allah that to keep you strong in Islam and to make all of us keep in Islam strong.
May Allah help you and help us to all of us together. Yeah. We're here for you. So anything you need. Okay.
Yeah,
and also, you know, there is a good news, right? Anyone who used to believe in Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and now also believes in Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, you will get double the reward for any good thing that you do, right? Mm-hmm. Number one. Number two is because of the mercy, the forgiveness attribute of Allah, he forgives all the past sins of a person who formally, by their own choice, embraces the faith of Islam. Mm-hmm. So in the eyes of Allah, mashallah, Sister Zainab mentioned, you're like a newborn baby, no blemish, pure and innocent. And we hope and pray that may Allah keep you like that. And may Allah forgive any sins that you may commit. May Allah help you to not only learn more about Islam, but also to practice the faith of Islam, right? Because Islam is there to transform a life of a person. And by our knowledge, I hope and pray that by Allah's guidance, you also become an ambassador of Islam to all of humanity, starting with your parents, with your family, with your neighbors, with your friends, and then to the rest of mankind. With that, welcome to Islam. Congratulations to all of you. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Jennifer.
Mashallah.